Ladies and gentlemen, in studio, mega superstar, celebrity, baseball player, John Buck. How you doing, man?
Good. I don't know if that title...
That works, doesn't it?
I'll take it. Why not? But why not?
Glad to have you. And I'm surprised that you didn't roll in with your people. You rolled in on your own here in the studio. I'm glad to have you, man. Nice to meet you. I'm a baseball guy. Well, I enjoy baseball. You still like it?
I love it.
You still like it? You know, 162 games. Can we be real? That seems long to me.
It's extremely long.
But do you ever go, can't we tighten this thing up a little bit? Because right now the NBA, they're talking about the 82-game schedule being too grueling for the players. Yeah. And they're matter of fact, the San Antonio Spurs. We got Greg Popovich sitting players because he doesn't want to have them so wore out by the time the playoffs come. You know that. Yeah. But 162 games compared to 82, that just seems like – that seems excessive.
It's a lot. I mean, you get that's why I think a lot of those pitchers nowadays are falling apart earlier. Plus – even now, if you want to take the next step further, I mean, kids play a lot more games now than they used to as well. That's hard on your body.
So what? How many games is it? What's a good number for you?
For me? I mean, I've done pretty good, knock on wood.
Yeah.
I've caught about 120, anywhere from 115 to 120 for 10 years. So the last year was my first year not catching every day, and I didn't realize the grind that I was doing. Being able to kind of be in that backup role behind Zanino and see him go roll out there every day. And I think it was like I just put the blinders up and just went and didn't realize it. But, you know, taking care of – you have to take care of your body to be able to get through that season, that's for sure.
Who's it most difficult on? Is the pitcher or the catcher? Of course, pitchers just once every few days. Being the catcher – I was a fat kid, by the way. I played catcher as a little fella. But being a catcher seems the most – exhausting and grueling position in baseball. Would you agree with, I mean, you're a catcher,
yeah,
but you'd have to agree with that.
Yeah, especially, well, every fifth day. I mean, the pitchers, you know, the starting pitchers, yeah, do a lot, but it kind of goes different. Every fifth day for a pitcher, you know, either sleet, snow, or Devil's Gate, if you will, in some of those states, being Atlanta and stuff, how humid it gets, they got to pitch through that, you know, and that's tough, and they got to stretch their innings out long, and they're throwing 100 pitches plus with maximum effort. That can be a lot of wear and tear on your body. But it's also the relievers that got to do it every single day. They make pitch 30 pitches for 3-4 days in a row, some of them.
So being a reliever is probably more difficult than being a starter in some ways?
In some ways, yeah, because you got to get cranked up every single day where a starting pitcher won't pitch for another 4-5 days.
Okay, how about being a catcher and you have a pitcher there that you don't like? And is he shaking? These guys shake you off. You're like, dude, I got this. Don't shake me off. Is that real? Do you hate people? Does it bug you?
Yeah, it does, but it is their game. I don't know if...
Okay, let me ask
you. I forget what year it was. I think you're probably YouTube it or whatever, but I don't know if you remember a pitcher with Kansas when I was with Kansas City. It was not my proudest moment, but I think it let all other pitchers know, don't mess with me. we threw down in Cleveland. We threw down in the dugout. Uh-huh. We went after it. It was over kind of that same... I was young, but I knew I was right. And this guy was so-called a veteran, Ronelvis Hernandez. Actually, only had like a year's time in, and he thought what I was saying was wrong. I knew I was right. And
so you're giving him a sign for whatever, a
yeah,
fastball,
yeah,
whatever, and he's shaking you off?
Yeah, we're up early in the game, up in the game. So no need to go to his other stuff because we're beating Cleveland by a good number early in the game. And we're in like the 8-9 hole hitter. I was trying to get him to go after it. He thought I was trying to show him up because I put it down twice. I went out there and he was like, you know, you're a rookie. Stop it. I'm like, all right, dude, just throw whatever you want to throw. And I went back there and actually caught the rest of the inning without even calling a pitch. I don't suggest doing that, but I did that. And then afterwards he came down and I heard some Spanish, looked over my shoulder right and dodged a right hook, and we started scuffling in the dugout there.
Who won the fight?
Nobody landed any punches. I did try to pull him down into the tunnel to finish it, but that's what teammates are good for.
So did you guys end up mending fences? Are you good friends now?
Well, I haven't seen him for a while, but I mean, we mended. I mean,
so everything's okay?
Yeah.
Now, when that happens, when someone blows you off on it, you're saying, I wanted a strike. What not? We all want strikes, but fastball or whatever. If the guy's blowing you off, you go tell the manager, hey, by the way, I told him fastball or I told him slider or whatever. Or are they already aware of that?
They're pretty aware. I mean, we're to the point now. That was the oddity to be able to have it go that far. But, I mean, beforehand, we got a game plan and that we follow, and usually guys follow it. And if we deviate from it, it happens a lot less now that I'm older and the experience I have. Guys are less to disagree with me. But I was taught by Brad Ausmus, coming up with the Astros, is I like them to shake. I always tell them, look, I'm going to put down once. That's my suggestion. Two, if you shake and I put it down, repeat it, I see something. There's a reason for it. And if your reason's better, shake me off. I'd rather you throw a pitch with conviction. They'll shake to it. If I put it down three times, it's because the manager said so. If you shake again, I usually go up and talk to you. Or I'll even do that after the second one. Sometimes after they shake, I'll go to what they want. And if I absolutely don't like it, that's when that mound visit happens. I go out there. So a lot of times I'll just say, what are you thinking? And if I like it, and they're kind of say it with conviction, there's no other pitch that's better than a pitcher throwing that pitch with conviction, because they're going to locate that pitch a lot better.
Who's the favorite pitcher that you've caught?
They're different. They're all different styles. Zach Greinke was fun because in a game plan, we'd say, all right, we're going to go in here. I'm going to throw a slider that's going to hit the front right corner, so be ready to block it once I get to whatever the count is, front right corner. I'm going to hit that spot with a slider, so be ready to block it. And he would execute it exactly how we'd go over it in the game plan. So that was fun. Harvey was fun because he just blew it past everybody. I could do anything at any time. And, I mean, we could be cute but still be a power pitcher. So that was a lot of fun to catch him. Mark Burley was fun because it's the finesse. It's setting guys up, going with the plan, and then it's, you know, totally flipping it. And then blowing up a guy with an 80-mile-an-hour pitch, it's fun, you know. And only you can only do that if you have a plus-plus changeup like Mark does.
You still like it, I can tell.
Oh, of course.
Are you going to coach, you think, at some point?
It's been funny offseason. As I was getting deal offers, the deals seemed kind of shallow because it was like, if you don't make our team, would you like to coach or be a special assistant or manage? So
that is part of the conversation then?
Yeah, it has been this year, unfortunately, for
so,
me. But.
So you could take that a couple of ways.
Yes. I mean, it's a compliment. I've talked to a few GMs and stuff that I have trusted to kind of get a read like, all right, I've signed with the Braves this year, so I am playing. But what does this mean when guys are saying this? How seriously should I take it? How should I approach it? Because it is something I want to entertain, at least play with the idea or chew on it a little bit. Is this something I want to do? Is it something that I can do but still be with my family, you know, because, you know, my wife's grinded out, you know, 11, 12 years of big league baseball, not to mention some of the minor leagues she was with me. So she does have a big say in how far this coaching stuff will go.
And you've moved around quite a bit. And you've had, I think, what some would say a pretty typical career. For a guy that's been in the league that long, most guys don't stay with the same team that long. There's a lot of movement out there anyway. That's part of the nature of the business these days.
Yeah, when the money gets involved, that's why I was with Kansas City for, I guess, 6 or 7 years, and that's the whole reason I left, because the way it works with arbitration, you go with comparables that were before you or people that are in that market, so the catching market. The only comparable that was me, because I came up and started starting right away, and the only other person to do that, and then the home with the same comparable offense that I had, with home run numbers, was Pudge Rodriguez. As we all know, Pudge, he got paid right away.
Yeah.
So when we came to the table, as that is my comparable, the Royals were like, yeah, right. No chance, dude. So off to Toronto I went. So, and it wasn't because I wasn't a good player or they didn't love me. I mean, some of my closest ties are, I mean, one of the GMs that I go to for advice is Dayton Moore. And I mean, it's some, you know, the business gets involved sometimes.
You ever thought about doing announcing?
I have. That's why I said I'm getting all sorts of weird
good.
Offers.
Good. So you got announced. Now, would that be major league stuff?
There's been two, because I've, you know, over the years I've made friends with stuff. So I'm not opposed to anything.
That's the racket there. Get into that. Coaching seems brutal to me.
Well, it's being on the field, grinding it out, making a kid better. It's fun. But, you know, you can, sorry. But you can always come in the booth and rag on somebody.
There you go. That's the way to do it. Who's the catcher? You look back and you go, that's the dude. That's one of the reasons I do what I do, and I love what I love, and that's why this is my guy.
Mike Muthaney. I just loved how he was. He wasn't really flashy, but he was just nitty-gritty. And the people that I've been around and coaches I've been around, the pitchers that have been with him, when they talk, he just got the most out of them, and they believe that he made them better. And I feel like if you're that type of player, you add value to a team even if you don't get any outs, if you make your pitchers better, whether you like them or not. he made them better, and I think that's an awesome quality for a catcher, so obviously that's why I like him.
So when do pitchers and catchers report?
The Braves, we report on the 20th.
So, and where do you guys start? Is it in Atlanta, or where do you guys
do
your thing?
No, down at Disney, down in Florida, Orlando, Florida. Yeah, so my kids are excited about it.
I want you to know, I grew up a Pittsburgh Pirates / Atlanta Braves fan. I grew up in South Carolina, so that's
the reason I hit both those teams. It's for you.
I appreciate it. Hey, there's a big event happening tonight. That's one of the reasons that you're here, other than the fact you wanted to hang out with me.
Of course.
But what tell us about what's happening tonight.
We're having an event. It's the Mountain West Baseball Academy. We're putting on an event. It's kind of a Hall of Fame of all the kids that have been through there. Collegiate, guys that have got scholarships through there, guys that have gone on to play pro ball. There's a lot of coaches that have coached with that organization. And it's kind of to honor a lot of the people who have been through that. You know, a lot of the kids from Utah that have been through there have made something out of baseball. The other part of it is to team up with Sons of Baseball to help create some awareness of some of their causes, to create some money and revenue for auction items and stuff that we got coming in. But my part of it that I've took ownership on is the last half of this. So we're going to have a auction and all that stuff with Sons of Baseball. The last half of it, I've put together a panel, which is basically going to be about an hour and a half, depending on the participation, which I've already getting emails and questions that we're going to have. So I think it'd probably be well into an hour and a half, probably go over a panel just of major league people. I got my strength coach, Jim Malone, was my strength coach in New York when I was with the Mets. Wally Joyner is going to be there.
Wally.
We all know Wally, how great of a hitting coach he is. He's going to be in there. We got some video. He's going to break down some of his Detroit hitters. We got Mike Maddox, who's coming in town. He's going to break
he's
down.
He's coaching
some,
now, right?
Yes, for the Rangers. Okay. He's on, I think, his sixth or seventh year. Nice. I mean, he's got 18 years of pitching service time in the league. Wally, who knows how many he has. We got Dane Orgg. He's going to be there.
Dane Orgg, former BYU great.
Yep. We had Dell. Unfortunately, can't compete with the LDS Church. He is doing a speaking event that he got pulled him away from for tonight. But he gave me some awesome auction items. The other one was Giancarlo Stanton. He was going to come in. But fortunately, I can't compete with $300 million. They got a media event today, and I was like, $300 million LDS Church. Those are the two things that apparently are more important than my charity event here.
Oh wow, that is crazy money. When you saw that contract, were you like, okay, come on?
I call him, gave him some grief. I was like, remember all those times you stayed at my house for free in spring training?
Yeah,
just remember those. So.
Well, we're glad to have you on. The great event is happening tonight. What time does it start tonight?
It starts tonight at 5:30.
And where's this event happening?
At the Mountain West Baseball Academy.
All right, it's happening tonight. It's the Mountain West Baseball Hall of Fame event, 5:30. There are seats available. And the best way to get a hold of those seats, is it just arrive, or is there a website?
You can arrive, but there is a website you can go to, mountainwestbaseballacademy.com.
John, thanks, man.
Thanks for having
us. I appreciate it. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you.